respect to Shia Tam, who paid heavy damages, even in regard to Shenui. So, as it appears from this Gemara, Vishli Mandoma Paldin is Kiknose. Wie wir dort haben, haben diese der Meisung verschwunden. Die Schnee im Abschied in die Dörfer. In other words, everyone loses. So, so did I tell. Der Horeker, der Weihe Motorei, der Heibschied in die Nisek, Mapfig Palge, und Masik Palge, heile die Scheiach, nicht mehr schon. So, wie man doch mal Paulin ist, kommen wir hin, heimlich heichen ist, die sind da schon mit, because actually, he should pay the whole damages. And the Torah had compassion upon the Mazik, so he pays only half damages. But as far as his negligence is concerned, so he should pay whole damages. So in other words, it's like a pshat. So he pays half of what he should pay. It's not strictly El Mandoma. Paldin's Kiknose, so Mitzat seems to be a strict deen the Sadin. He shouldn't pay altogether the Mazik. And the Torah comes in Kechel Litre Ture. So how is Hashti the Lati Deka Shokil is Bitashvun Nisei. In other words, the Nisei gets something that Misabudya Sadin he doesn't have to get. So he said, how does the Mishnah come and say that he suffers a loss? What kind of a loss? L'nitzreche elit chasnevel. So the Gemara says that when the Mishnah says Tanizel Mazik Hashlumin, it tells us that if there was a diminution in the price of the Shea, so then he suffers, they both suffer a loss. Hodek Tonet Mizel Hashlumin, Lavi Vipalge, Dikoshovikon. Elabahi Palge Niske Namek Konle Rachmone Umafsit Kolphas Shephas Nevela Vidomel Nishas Nise Achasamode Vidin. In other words, suppose there is a diminution at the time when the Shea Mazik bought the Shea Nizek, so the carcass of the Shea Nizek was worth less, I mean was worth more, and then at the time of Amar Bedin it was worth less. So Sheshomine Sambela Kamo Yope Hashea Bechayo. Let's say Shea Bechayo before he was gone, so it's worth 100 zuz. After it was bought, it was worth 50 zuz. Yechamo Hishon Veli Yofi, Vishas Nisi. So the Nisek have said was, at the very outset, 50 zuz. But then, at the time of Madvedin, it's only worth 30 zuz. So then, that means that he suffers a loss. In other words, if it was worth 50 zuz, he has to pay 25 zuz. Havo mashal vudlu, meinivelo mishas misa shas mechire. Ein hamazik mishalim, shas mechire really means shas amod vedin. In hamazik mishalim klum. V'yeisei p'chas uvorokane yalef lomiko v'ashmila haitaine v'p'chas nevele d'nizika שיונה, תשבו מנזק, ולמה שעבר למיטה ומבילה? צריכים לא לסס חודם מטעם וחודם מטעם. סויקות וקשר דימורי, דם דימורי, ואני אסי, אני זה כמעט מתשבום עם את הסרפרנס, only to time, but according to Teresa of the Gemara, it is referenced not only to time, it is referenced to Muid as well. Tiyone tashumi nizek nezek malamish bam tam bere, chodim itam vechodim. Utsrich di ashmin itam, mishum dakat alo ayet. Avo Muid ayet, in a way. So in other words, so the mazik is more negligent, so in a way, he should pay, he should sustain the loss that took place between Nisa and Amar Levin. So that's why they both share in the diminution. Our time, I'm a lawyer. Shalom Pulei Bidayim Behetzet Zeh. So, Toshma, Mabik Tam Lemoed, Shatam Mishalem, Chotzi Nezek Migufi, Umoed Mishalem Nezek Shalom Nali. In other words, Tam can only recover from the Guf Hashem. There is a Machlekes in Rovakamem to Yerabbi Shmuel, and Rabakibi, whether we say Yusha Mashiach or we say Yuchat Hashem. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizek is not a shooter in the Sheir Mazik. He's only owes a debt. And the Sheir Mazik is like the Shibut Nechosim, just as the head of our faith. So there is the Shibut Nechosim and all the assets of the Levi. So here there is a Shibut and the Sheir Mazik, nothing else. But he owes him a debt. According to Rabbi Akiva, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva, we say Yuchvat Hashem. Yuchvat Hashem means that the Nizek becomes a shooter with the Mazik. So, Mabitam Mureshe Shatam Mishalem Chotz Nezek Migufin Umuer Mishalem Rechon Ali Rekotone Shatam Mishalem. But here, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so how did this case cross? So if the magic will be made, it will be potter. But Mued is certainly not made. So if the magic is made, it will be Mishalem. Why doesn't it mention this difference? Because if Katone, Shatam, Mishalma Platz Mei, Umuid Mishalma Platz, Tone Vishia. My Shia, Dai Shia, Shia Chotikin. Because a Tane in Mishnev, I say, if doesn't omit just one. Because if everything is exhausted, the difference is just one, so it's not a Derech of the Tane to omit. So whenever we have one omission, there has to be at least a second omission. So here in Satan is here, so there must be another omission as a distinction between Tam and Muid. Shia Chotikeira. In other words, if a Shia and Muid kills a human being, so then the owner of the Shia Mazik has to pay Keira. Whether the Nizek and the Mazik has to pay full Keira. But how about if Yishir Tam kills the human being? So there is no Chiyuk Misin Yishmaim, there's definitely. But how about if the Chotzi Keira, Chotzi the Domin of the Nizek, Chotzi the Domin of the Mazik? So he says, there is no Chotzi Keira. So the Gemara says, אם שום חוצי קיבה להציעו אל תסנת השיר חומני רבי שעגלילי לאומה תם לשאול מחוצי קיבה סנת רבי שעגלילי says that that Tam is Nishalmachas here. The Dorish Lai Noki, the Drosh Achrit, Limni Godis. Because the Ravon of Revisagoli Darshim, Noki, it means Noki Mechot Geba. But Revisagoli says that the owner of the Shatam pays Chot Geba. So how do they Darshim? Noki, Noki Limni Godis. In Nogachish of Yotsu Godel, so then, if he share on it, is Negeachish and Yotsu Godel, he has to pay the Negeachish to the Baal of the Isha. But if Shechatan, if Shechatan is Negech and Isha and Yotsu Godel, he doesn't have to pay. He'll cast the Havel, the Fluge, and I, the Kepa, the Chitain, the Havel, the Fluge, the Haipal, the Haipule, Haim, the Choreishi, דיקטונת תם שם חוץ נזק ומוי בשלם ושולי דיקטונת דנזיקי ועדים כי תושב הם שירס פלאים או שירס הפלאים הרי זה משל אופייס מיילה ביטם סוי ציטה שהגן סחבוני בני המשוע לא ממועד אב ביטם מה הם משל אופי עצמי הרי תונסי אב דשאו הם משל אופי עצמי If the next day, if by things appearing, there is also a difference. Bamed Mamun, the Muet, our time shall be at Snake. Kula Muet Kamai, Tosh, Zaka, Kalam Shalim Yisrael Mashizi, in Shalom of Yasin, or Pokas Mashizi, in Shalom of Yasin. לא ייתן לי, הופוכס מה שאיזיק, אלא אימא, הוקמה שאיזיק, נשאל מבייס, אבל הופוכס מה אין נשאל מבייס מהי. לישנה זה הכל כל שנשאל כמו שאיזיק, אין נשאל מבייס מהי. אם משמע פוכס, משמע יסר. So, since he says Zakal, Kalam Shalom Yesa Mashizi, is Knas. So the implication is that his pocket Mashizi is not Knas. So the Gemara says, so at first the Gemara says, Tiyufti. In other words, it's Tiyufti Rabbuni Badamshu. But then the Gemara says, Tachbi Nibu Vilchus. So, Tiyufte, Palgen is, Vilkas and Palgen is Gitmosi. So it's still in the way, Tiyufte, Vilkas, hey, time of my say, Mishumi Katone to Mashu Yizi. Mashu Yizi. Leipzikale, Kidn Yike Chotzin Ezek Sures, The reason is why you don't say Kolam Shalim Mashiizik is moment, but Pachas Mashiizik, Kulik Mashiizik, is Knas. So because there is a Chotzin Ezek Sures in this moment, that's a Aloche Limishim Sinat. אם אמן יום שמוך על הקטן, והשת די אמר, פלגן עסקי כנוסי, חי קל בדוחולים ראה, סודס משונה, בשום לדוחול תנגי לרב לבי, משינו, סוטייס יסס, that it's only according to my Loma, that פלגן עסקי כנוסי, So then, Rashi says, Shachol HaKloi, Chal Yachol, Yishinu, in Dag Bitach, Bechol Nezek, Mishun Lubein, Habitol Edikar, Tam, Shafu Mishun, Shin Dag Bitach, Bechotzi Nezek, Udi Mishale, Bechim Diknozi, Udi Magmele, Udi Nibobel, because Nibobel, Dano, Smuchim, So the Gemara talks here, this man, Chazal, went smoothing war. now to sleep. In other words, before you rush in. So then you have to soil your damdenios. But in Chutzlah it's not. Unless the smuchim or nishmach not soil went to Chutzlah. So then it could be done. Could even be done in the Foshis. Sanhedrin is in the Eges, being there in the Chutzlah. But usually the smuchim not soil didn't go to Chutzlah. It was only an exception. Like Rav, so he went to Bona. But usually the Chachom of Eretz Yisrael stayed in Eretz Yisrael.
And to be done in the Mamunos, you don't need smoking?
Of course not. The Sinochlekes in the Morris and Heather, whether Pirush Ab, if Parshis is gone, or in Parshis is gone, because when you were in Smoke Mansion, when you have a Bais of him, so if we say Eof Parshis Ksivkan, so Mele it is reference to the Israel voice, and of him means Isamuch. But if we say Eine of Parshis Ksivkan, so then he do Israel voice. Now Nikol Bais of him has reference to Taint and Iskanef. That's Knas. Taint and Iskanef is Iskanef himself. He has to pay cable. So Mele, he does our voice, don't require.
So you're saying this Gemara is saying that we're not dashing in Erev Parshios?
But whether we dash in Erev Parshios or not, what the Chachomim or Misaki, Shluchosai Kavir.
So why don't you do the same by Knas?
One second. So the Gemara of Okama says that the Chachomim, now Shluchosai Kavir does not mean it's the Takonis Chachomim. Shluchosai Kavir, there is a distinction between the Doyes Varvois requiring smuchim, Minatorah, and Knosses like Kevlo and Dalatvei requiring smuchim. Kevlo and Dalatvei require smuchim because the Etzim Din requires smuchim. The Doyes Varvois does not require smuchim, the Etzim Din, but it's Halore that somebody who's not his samuch has no rishus to be done. So it's a question of rishus. The Ramban says that. So the mele, if shluchosai kavino, it means that the last smuchim in Eretz Yisrael delegated authority to the dietes in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz after smirfe was bottled to be done the idoyes v'omoyes. So Mele, the Shlokosai Kavdinon, is not in Takonis Chachomim, it's in the Reis. Masheimki, Knosses Mamesh, so the Etzim Din requires Smuchim. And somebody who's not in Samuch, so it's, he cannot be done. The Etzim Din is null and void. So it's not Shayach to say Shlokosai Kavdinon. Only Kavdinon is for our voice, it's Shayach to say Shlokosai Kavdinon. And this Ramban says, and I don't think that there are other shemachim. That's certainly the shemes, the tases that he tends to indicate that he's chelik. But I don't think that's the problem. Now, one second. So, hashta the amet palgen is kiknosim. Hai kalbe dochol imre, bishumre dochol tamidele. Dochol tamidele. Now let's see the same Gemara is mentioned in Mavakam. And there, Tesis discusses, Tesis, the Osh, all the Shem, not here. Here they don't discuss it, except the best is mentioned. But in Mavakam, all the Shem discuss it. Why does the Gemara say, Ashtanach, my father, is Kikno, say, I call the Dochlim or the Shulg, the Dochotan Gele, Rabbele, the Shulg. Why that came if we say, Pogin is Kikosi? After all, Rafpot is also made the town face what's in it. What? According to Rafpot Pitzman. But here the Gemara says that Hashti the Amway, Pogin is Kikosi. So then, how the Dochlim or the face what's in it? Mashma. But according to our prophet, Paul Gimiski, He doesn't pay chatzinese. So Takamitam says in Yochanan. Because why does, according to Rav Popi, why does the owner of the shared town pay chatzinese? Mitzat Srik Deen, he should pay Holger. And that's only a Rachmanes, that the Torah had upon the owner of the shared town. So then it is only Shayach Ligabi, the regular shirt. Because even if we say Mishune, it's not real Mishune. It is slightly Mishune. So Mele, according to everybody, he pays. Mashinke, Kalbe de Ochel, Imre, that's very much Mishune. That's highly unusual. Some male according to Rav Mutter Yeshua, that Al Pidin, every time is Mishune. Some male you don't say, that you don't make distinctions between slightly Mishune and highly Mishune. What's the difference? But according to Rav Popin, that Pogin is given Mene. In other words, so according to Rav Popin, the slightly Mishune is not considered Mishune. That's why it's really considered in Mishune Klal. And Misabin de Sadin, he should pay whole damage. But the Torah had Rachman Sadin. Vashein Kei, by Kalbin of Limre, which is highly Mishune, he doesn't have to pay altogether. Because we have no parsha in the Torah that is Mechayev, a Bailim of Vashein, that is Mamish Mishune. I don't think there is any issue with scripture. Let's see the case version of Oshim Olam. So what kind of it? Mokir is Karen, the usual Karen of an axe, to Kalbid Ochlimwe. According to Rav Popi, the ordinary Karen is any Mishune Klal. But Kalbid Ochlimwe is Mamesh Mishune. The Mechit is, the Mekarle Asya, the Karen Ulchil, the Stam Shvorim Lavachas Kashimokai. The Rabu had the Kalbel Michlin, my brother. Abel Mandoma Paulin is the closer. Habe told the Karen, the Tafayim Shunme. I forgot the Karen Kabbalah's last. Now.
Wait, I don't understand. If you say Paulin is the closer, why don't we distinguish between the two types of Shinu, big Shinu and small Shinu?
If we say Paulin is the closer, so it means that the Sadmir Sadin shouldn't pay it off.
Right.
He shouldn't pay it off.
So then it doesn't make so clear.
If we say Palganiskimane, if you say Palganiskimase, so that means he shouldn't pay it off.
Therefore.
The Torah comes in.
Therefore.
But that means that according to Rabbi Rav Yeshua, the regular Shertan is Mishune. So how can you make distinctions between little Mishune and big Mishune? What's the difference?
Well, why is the regular Shertan Mishune?
What?
Why is it Mishune?
Because every Shertan so is presumed to be not ferocious, innocent,
yeah.
Not a mazik.
Right.
But the Torah thousand some male sins the Torah thousand in Peralitrature, so even if it's a excessive issue, so he also has to pay. Why not?
Maybe
because there is no difference between little Mishnah and big Mishnah. What's the difference? Le'echatayse should be made distinction. Without exeris hakosu, we cannot, misraspore, make distinctions between 20% Mishnah or 90% Mishnah. This is 90% Mishnah. For a keleb to eat himre, and shumre, to eat tamagiles is 90% Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua, what's the difference? 20% Mishnah or 90% Mishnah? But according to Rav Pope, some Saradin, Isher Tam should pay whole damages. It's not Mishnah altogether, but this is 90% Mishnah. It's Mishnah like that. There's no relation in Israel again. Because that's mashma from the Russian Gemara. The Gemara says, the Hashtadam. Some cases say, the Meir HaTeisi, the Meir HaTeisi, the Meir HaTeisi, the Meir HaTeisi, now we have a Gemara, that Dalet is not happening. It starts, I mentioned it last week, in this year, the Afei on Dalet, the second line from the end of the Omet, the Lord said, he says, she is Berachayim. In other words, Hashira, in other words, the Chaya and I mean Chaya and Karen and Regal are Balachayim. Kiloi, Kibeya, Bei, Shein and Balachayim. So in the Torah mentioned that the Balashir has to pay. And the Torah mentioned that the Balashen has to pay. So I couldn't deduce that the Barabea has to pay because the Balcha is a bigger Mazik. He's a Balcha. Hashem Kinebea or fire is not such a Mazik. So, Omar Fasar Adam, Lichtei, Rachmone,
You said no Rishon argues in the case.
That's right.
But Rashi argues in the case.
Who says so?
Our Rashi and Suvas.
What does Rashi argue?
Rashi gives the reason. Rashi explains the reason the Gemara says Hashta de Amrit Pavin is Knasa is because we're talking about.
One second.
In Babel.
In Babel. All right. In Babel.
And therefore, we want to make it this. You know, it's Yipet Hashinu, then it has Alach of Knas.
Okay, so what
is Rashi? If it's not a Shinui, it doesn't have a lot of Knas.
Okay, where does Rashi say the connotation?
Tosus asked the question. Why doesn't Rashi give the same terror as the Tosus gives?
Rashi doesn't say it.
Yes, he does.
Where does he ask?
He doesn't explicitly say it.
But how, where does he say it implicitly? Where?
Show me. Mishuni.
In the argument.
Yes.
The whole Nezek. Mishuni. The Beinu. I have told that he carried. On the contrary, I think that that is not implicit in Russia. Because here the Gemara says two things. First, the Gemara says, Mishune. Then the Gemara says, So Rashi is explaining the second member of the Gemara. Why should you, deduce that it's not?
I think that's the
if you had another Rashi, okay, we could say. But you have no other Rashi. Why should you say it? Now, Lichter Rachmanitarte, Sheer Mabe, ותהי שאילך מנהל ודמה במישן ומה במיזולום ותזבר חד הודר אומר חוד מתחת ריוס אומר רובה ביקולה תשעודיס ויהיה בנהל אם זה תורה אין מיישן ויהיה אין אדם עשי ויהיה נדש ויהיה רנשן ויהיה רנדובר we could learn out all the other mazikim from this. If one of the two mazikim is bare, so I said, the barmiter, charanat. In other words, that means charan, because, so then we couldn't learn out charan, even charanwet. If the Torah hadn't mentioned Karen, and the Torah mentioned all other Mazikim, I mean, Shen and Tregel and Eish and Beir and Odom, we couldn't learn how the Mazik of Karen out here, in Karen went, because Karen has a certain leniency, a certain characteristic, that it's not written philosophy. Some melee, even if he became in wood, through Barnes, he should also be part of it. He should be killing me, So the Bible says, I feel Karen Amas. So the Bible says that a certain Mandoma who holds that Karen is Mohammed. Other Mazikim. Why? Because all the other Mazikim are not Kavnos Razi. Shen Regel is the Echelucha. Without an intention to be Mazikim. Just to say, Regel so innocently doesn't know what, and Shen in order to satisfy his appetite, its appetite. But not the Kavone is not to do damage, to do injury. So Rashi says, who is that man from Ali that cannot give him? So done. Rashi was not ashamed to say it. He didn't know. He did a little bit. Louis Parashev. Rashi said, why doesn't he know? Not because he was lazy in not learning. But he doesn't have any mocker anymore. Taisa says, Amy Forsh, Shachemilat was Amy Forsh, Shemishon and Ezek Sholem, in King Keranamas, King Lake Sea, King Lake Sea, Elam Forsh, Amitam. So how can Gemara say Shachemilat was lost? If we are assuming in the subjunctive, if Karen hadn't been written, if Karen hadn't been written, we wouldn't even know there's a difference between them. Now the Torah spells out the din of Karen, and in the Torah says Shemagah, we know there's a difference between them. But if Karen had not been written by the Torah, how could it occur to our Sefer that there's a difference between Tamwit? As the Gemara says in the Taras, El Mayil Kaskasmin Rabone, Chachmon Lechase, Karen Lechalim in Tamil Medes, what if the Torah hadn't discussed in Shpoti, Karen altogether, we wouldn't be able to be Mechalim to Tamil. Din Kain, Karen Hamas, Ekim Lexi, El Mephorish Hamatam, the Guadim Tchulosam doesn't mean that he pays in Ezek Shabbat. In Ezek Shabbat. Hello. Shidam kon lahazek. Mashin ki mikere. Distam shvori mechaskashimokai. Chaskashimokai. In other words, we like Rapope, Umandoma Palgen Miske Knosse, Umandoma Radarabe Karen, Mandama Paulins, Kitnos, Kitkon, Kamun Vesho. Mandama Adra Bekana Dife, Hail Mandama Paulins, Kimonim, Shigak Lahazik, the Kaime, the Haskashimo, the Lord Moshe Pirish Akunkas, to his portion. Now, the Tophas Limat Kirmani. Now the Gemara is talking here about Bobel, Bisman that Nazisrael was Muchin. But the same thing is true. Today, when the Anos Muchin, either Nazisrael or Muchusla. So the Tophas Limat Kirmani. So what does it mean? After all, Knas, so the Chiyu is Nigma. So the Chiyuv is not Nidmah for Amar Bedin, even without Amar Bedin. But the Amar Bedin is necessary in order to give Bezin the Keach to be made and to levy an attachment. And the one who is Mechuyev, let's say, he does all ways. So he's Mechuyev anyway. But if Bezin has no Keach, to be gave until he will testify maybe and basically the couple of years of the Schneiderin of Noah. So that's Kea Bezin. But the Chiv is there completely. Machine came by Knaas, so it's like the forces. Until Amar Bedin is not Mechoyev. If somebody will kill a person who is Chayev Nisi with a Sroya and Eidim, before Martin, so he's a Ritzayah. Just as if he killed an innocent person, no difference. Somebody who killed somebody with a Chol Shabbat Haesek, with Mana Bais, one Foshes, one A, where it had the potential of being executed. But if somebody killed him before Bezin was given, Martin is a Ritzayah, it's Chayimis. So Knas is the same thing. Knas is the same thing, even according to Shmuel, that the need with Knas and Hakob were even higher, so the same thing. But without Amar Bedin, there is no Chiyuv. So why should Tfise be effective? So the only way in Nachos Dovid, not Nachos Dovid and Bobakam, but in a separate context, in the Chubis at the end, Nachos Dovid discusses that. And he mentioned there is a Machlokes Kashayim. Whether by Knas Mamish, before Amar Bedin, there is a few voices in the Shaman. So that some Rishonim say that there is a few voices in the Shaman. And some Rishonim say there is no few voices in the Shaman.
We had a
Tosus
who said that there is no few voices in the
Shaman. I did, yeah, but there are many Rishonim who are heard. You will soon see the Russian overcoming. He mentions the Raivet and his own Shidi. So in other words, so that's why this halacha of Tophas Limat Kirmani, according to the Shemim, we say that the Chiyuv was in Shemayim, and Chiyuv was in Shemayim does not...
Now what do you do according to other Shemim?
One second, I'm coming to it. So according to the Shemim, we say that there is mamish a Chiyuv was in Shemayim, like it's not a question of the mitzvah, because he has to be pious. That certainly applies. I mean, even if somebody is mivarish chavir b'dvorim, so there is no chiyuv. So there is still, there is a loch in cheshmishbet, that Bezin can force the mivarish to mivarish. Why mivarish now? It all depends upon the mivuish. If the Mivuyish wants money, so Bezin tells him, if you want to have kapore for the affair you did, so you have to give him money, he's a poor man, and that will satisfy him. And even the Mivuyish is only interested in an apology, an open apology, so then Bezin will force him to make an apology. So that's not a theological mind. I'm referring to the Chiyuv of Shemayim, where it's a monodic Chiyuv, like coming with a rabbi, So the Gemara says in Makame, and we see it, Sifas HaPeya, Esnos HaTeila, or Rahimani, where it's Mamish Kriya, he taught us the Rakhtirne. Now, I suppose somebody's Mabayish Chavir Mitvah, or his mom in the Chavir Barat, and then he'll grab money from him, so he'll be dazzling. In other words, if he wants to be appeased for money, so then he has to come to Besdin, and Besdin, in his judgment, will decide whether the appeasement should be for money or the appeasement should be for a power, open a power. But if he does it himself, he takes the initiative. He's a dazzler. Here is no dazzler. So what does it mean? Come there on May in a rich. It means Besdin has no keach to let him catch a person. But he's mechuyev. And the Miri says, at the beginning of Akenis, Amar Abishoy Marebe, Dalet Vorin, raises from Potab Nodon Chayim Yishamayim, that it's a real chiyuv moment. And if he doesn't pay his postulators, his Moshe Nakomas, like a person who doesn't pay his debts. So, he's not postulators because we can say Ishtamudik Amishtamet. But suppose we know that it's not Ishtamudik Amishtamet, he has a lot of money, he just doesn't want to pay again his postulators with their eyes. He's a gazel. So the Miri says that is true. Even the Gabit Dalit Vorin, Hoishi, Potam Yod, Machalim Yishmaim, and even though one of the Dalit Vorin is a idea, it is to Chavir, the idea, the Vishleim, Perez Elohim, is Chavir, there is nice. What is wrong? So it's higher. According to Miri, every Kohen Ben Yisrokim, there is a real human. But Besdin cannot collect them. But, so at least this we understand. There is a mice. Hamshasi kalvish chavere v'chavere. There is a mice. V'yudai. Mashem kina yidei yidis l'chavere v'yidei yidei. And he was debating to testify. In Besdin, he doesn't do anything. The answer is, he doesn't matter. He doesn't do anything. Because it's not is not just Nabir Nabu Maki. It's Nabir Nabu Habere, like the Sigzl. In other words, he's Mechuyev Lechabere to be made. And if he did that, he owes to the Habere. So, Mele, if he's not made, he's considered Mazik Mamehibia by all the government, because he's passing. But so here, according to the Rishani, who say that Knosse Mamesh, like Paul Deniske Knosse, there is a few monomidi shamayim. It's not just a question of a mitzvah, but it's a real chil. But Besdin has no keach to be mitzimomen for me, just as by coming the rabbi, Besdin has no keach. And just as in the case of the Dalit Vorin, there's no care to collect them. But he himself, to whom the Mazik is indebted, has a right to be tafis. To be tafis. And as a matter of fact, in one way, he has more bishvus than in Malve. In Malve, if he wants to be tafis, he's not allowed to come to his house. He has to do it for the Shliach Bez, Bachutz Tam. But that's only by Ligabe Levi. But Ligabe, a Mazik, there is no love, and the Neser Bachutz Tam. So Mele is his host to come into the house, and even though he doesn't have Rishus, but suppose he manages, he has a master key, and he can open the house, he is allowed to come into the house and grab his nechosa. So here too, Knosses is requires somebody with deen, the Gabi the Chiyuv, with the Odom, but the Gabi the Chiyuv with the Shemaim, which means a real Chiyuv, it doesn't require somebody with deen. But he says, does nothing in this Hashem. The Chametam does nothing. He taught us to not give him. Amen, Chametam, that day taught us a magic house. He killed by a shunner. Come out of the Matin. He be magic to kill Chachom. She you call a house. He locked him to Shasaez. Only when we say Tapas the Makinumene, only the state is the Mazikat. Now, does that have to do with the Machlites between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? It would be more reasonable if Pesach had said it, I'll leave the Rabbi Akiva in the Jewish. So that means in a shooting. So it's like somebody who has new chavits in his house, so he's allowed to grab it. He's allowed to grab it, but a little bit of Shmuel, maybe not.